The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
That's the kind of system he's deployed, and it's brave, it's pragmatic. But it's exciting, and that's why he's got as much as he has out of these players. Simple things like two conventional strikers in Amadou into four. He puts a Kufo in behind him, and that's a tight unit, but it's brutal firepower. Now, you see, I played with Mac Jansen, you forget. And if there's one thing he loves, it's goal-getters, poachers, target men, fox in the box, a number nine. He loves that, and he feels like he's got it in this side. So why not flaunt it? And that's what's been missing.
Because I think it's worth asking, because everybody is, quite frankly, is that why the Kyle Francis-Clark conundrum is now taking centre stage?
Look, Kyle has some contractual issues that he's working through, and that's what I'm told by sources at the club. But it doesn't matter, because how does he fit into this system? That's what you've got to ask yourself.
Well, I mean, you could argue that Gustavo has found a spot. He's a very similar player, a wide man, lots of pace. But Kyle Francis-Clark gets a goal and an assist against Tottenham, and he's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, Gustavo's a similar player, right? But he's got the experience, and that's what days like today are all about. Villa Park, crowd on your back, Aston Villa right in this dogfight too, remember. It's experience that counts, and Matty Jansen has got it in droves. You've got to keep in mind, and I keep saying this over and over and over, it's Mac Jansen and the goalkeeping coach, and that's it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The club have not given him a fighting chance, and look what he's doing with those minimal resources. Incredible. And that's why experience counts, OK? That's why he needs those lads. They're secondary coaches as well as players.
Well, speaking of, here is experience in Kieran Broome, just fixing that issue with his boots. And he's back on the field of play here at Villa Park.
He's been huge for them in this spell. The plaudits in a Tottenham game went to the front men. But Kieran is this ligament tying this whole team together. He's Matt's voice on the pitch, and that is crucial for six-pointers like this.
And that man there, Gustavo, in possession on this right-hand side. He's got a pinpoint cross in his locker, we know that. But he's left it for Marcelo. Swings it in onto the head of Remy DeFlor. 1-0. Well, they used to call him the Flying Dutchman in the Eredivisie. And you could see why. A massive goal for Ashwood City. A seismic shift in the Premier League relegation battle. Just 11 minutes in, and Ashwood City find themselves in the driver's seat here at Villa Park.
What a header. Mings is expecting Marcelo to drill this in. And he moves near post to block it. And instead, it's floated beautifully to the back post, where the unmarked DeFlor finds his spot, and Reina is doing nothing about that.
Well, Jansen has been pretty coy about the survival chances, but you have to feel this is a lifeline that even he would struggle to downplay.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive.
Feasted by Douglas Luiz, Samata has a go, blocked, can't get it out of his feet. Adeyemi blocks again and boots it out to Babic, who's found Akufo upfield. And now Aston Villa are on the back foot. It's three against one. Akufo has options here. Amadou, back to Akufo. 2-0! 2-0! Aston Villa threw caution to the wind and they've been blown away. What a time to score! And now they've got a buffer. And that's what they needed. I think Willie Amadou knows, even before he receives a ball here, that Akufo wants this straight back. Watch his sprint from now. As soon as Adeyemi pins it out the box, Akufo is head down and he's out like a shot. You don't need to tell Kieran Broome where he is. Broome knows full well. Matty Target probably could have caught Akufo here, but for that pass, there, bang. Go again. And what about the finish?
Nestled so precisely past the glove of Pepe Reina. Well, he'll be booked for that celebration, but I don't think he cares. The belief was simmering, Billy. The hope and survival was bubbling away quietly.
Not anymore, is it?
Certainly not.
It's exploded. The whole place is ablaze. Ashwood City are starting to believe that they could do this.
Well, hosting Manchester United next week is no walk in the park, Billy.
It's two sides in great form. Hey, I'd love to see it. But right now, never mind walking in the park, Villa Park still needs to be resolved.
You're right about that. Ashwood have got to hold on and take all 3 points back to Kent for the final day of the season. Can they do it? Matt Jansen looking to make a change here.
In quite possibly the most important game of their season so far, and following victories against Tottenham and Everton, Ashwood City are at fellow relegation candidates Aston Villa. A win would see the Kent side move to 17th and out of the relegation zone for the first time since February. With just 15 minutes remaining, Ashwood find themselves with a 2-0 lead.
It's like, you know, it's a great job. But is it good for my soul? That's what I'm about, really, is my soul. You know, sometimes I'll just meditate for hours and hours and end. And just, you know, just to decompress, you know, for my soul. Soul, you know. Fucking soul and stuff.
Did you want another vodka tonic?
You trying to get me drunk?
I'll just trying to do my job.
Yeah? What job is that?
Barman. You alright, miss?
Oh, fuck.
You okay?
Yeah, man.
You alright?
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Come on.
Hey, I was just telling Jordan here, you know, about my soul.
Yeah, well, if you see it anywhere, Jordan, make sure it gets put in lost property, alright?
Ow, get off.
This way.
Where are we going?
To watch the rest of the game.
I don't want to look at Jack Grealish's socks anymore, Alex. They're making me feel sick.
I think that might be the vodka. Come on.
Found her.
Ah, the villains have finally arrived. The actual villains, I mean. Not these useless claret and blue fuckers.
Don't jinx it.
Morning!
It's 4:30 in the afternoon.
How is he doing this? Like, how is he actually doing this?
Doing what?
Matt, like, how? Just how? He's got no coaching staff.
Hey! He's got a goalkeeping coach.
Hey, but fuck all else.
It's Villa, Woody.
Look, I know that, but he's beaten Spurs too.
It's Spurs, Woody.
I know that, but he's beaten Everton. Fuck's sake, bunch of pessimistic Poborskis out here today.
Speaking of, yeah. Man United next week at home. That's the test.
So if we win this, what do we need in the Man United game?
A draw.
What about other results?
Could go in our favour, aye, but realistically a point would drag us out next week.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't shoot from there, Marco. Fuck's sake.
Why hasn't he put KFC on?
Because he's trying to hold a lead, pal.
Yeah, but he hasn't started it.
Contract stuff.
You haven't given him his new contract?
How the fuck did you hear that?
Are you trying to get the club relegated?
Oh, it's complicated.
Christ.
Does anybody need a drink?
You don't.
Stop letting Grealish get the ball. Fuck me.
Okay, no, actually, yeah, get
what?
Me a drink.
He's going for a corner. What the fuck?
Ref! Kevin!
What the fuck are you doing? She didn't even flag for it. Kevin! What? Did you see that?
See what?
Kevin Friend.
What about him?
He fucking gave me the finger.
No, he didn't.
He did?
He didn't, would he?
Pal, he scratched his face.
What, like this?
Aye, like that.
He scratched his face with his middle finger like this. Yeah?
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Would he like this, yeah? Like that, yeah?
Fuck off.
Fuck off you. You fuck off.
You've made a very powerful friend. You've made a very powerful enemy, Kevin Friend.
Oh, what, he made a friend?
Oh, fuck off.
A very powerful friend. How cute.
Look, I fucking misspoke, all right?
Oh, everyone, shh. I'm trying to watch the game. Woody, can you ask your best friend how long left?
whatever. What, like you've never misspoke. Remember when you said Sonny Dimson instead of Danny Simpson? To his face. Do you remember that?
Yeah, whatever, mate. Go and tell your friend.
Just fuck off, all right? Sonny Dimson's wee modern bouncing man.
Oh, fuck's sake. God, that's your fault.
Why?
Fucking banging on about Sonny Dimpson.
See, did it again.
Just shut up, seriously. How long left, Jez?
Why are you asking me?
Because I know you've got one eye on when you can go back into the bar.
That's not true, Patrick. But 6 minutes and 38 seconds to go.
Thank you. Woody, what happens if we draw?
We get a point.
Oh, great, thanks. Yeah, no, I mean, what are the implications to the table, for fuck's sake?
Let me check. Fucking good at all.
Excellent. So, if we concede another, I can chuck myself over this ledge.
I'll give you a nudge if you want. You know, get some momentum going.
Thanks, Alex. Much appreciated.
Hey, we can hold on to this. We got Magic Matt Jansen.
Five and a half minutes.
Did you speak to Liam, by the way?
Hey.
And the academy directors?
Yep.
What did they say?
They didn't like it, but we understood your position.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Patrick's shutting down the academy.
What?
Woody!
What? Oh, is that a secret?
Yes!
So we're just chucking kids out onto the street now. That's low, Patrick.
Look, if we go down, I have to do a bit of an asset strip.
Perhaps you'd like to watch his ass strip, Jessica.
Oh, I've got an itch on my face here.
Oh, Patrick, she's swearing at me.
Have you actually considered stripping yourself out of the club?
The academy has some of my company's funds tied up in it, and I need it back.
Yeah, to pay your massive tax bill, you mean?
Yes.
That you should have paid ethically and responsibly, like most people?
Yes.
That you're now taking some young kids' dreams of being a footballer away from them just so that you can pay that bill.
Yes.
Jesus fucking Christ, if it were poor.
Fucking hell. Shall I go and tell Matt?
What?
Shall I go and tell Matt for them to stop giving it to Jack Grealish?
Oh, hey, pop on down there and let him know. I'm sure they'd love that. He's only coaching the whole team by himself with wages worse than Alex's.
Hey.
So hold on. We're going to sell the academy.
Asset strip.
Asset strip, whatever.
Yes.
Why?
Because, firstly, if we get relegated, I have permission to do so from ASG. And secondly, I need the money to be given back to Patrick Nolan Limited.
Is that what you're called, is it? Patrick Nolan Limited?
Yeah.
I thought you were Fortitude Holdings.
Well, Fortitude is more of a long-term portfolio of properties that I accrue incrementally.
No, you didn't need your fucking life story. Why don't you go for something like Nolan Corp? You know, like something evil and powerful.
Oh, yeah, maybe that would have swayed HMRC to be more lenient.
They're all over us.
Grealish is all over us, Alex. The others are just jogging around and arguing with Tyrone Mings.
How do you tell the young players?
Tell them what?
You just, like, move them on to other clubs.
Do I? Fuck. I'm not an agent.
Like, that's it. That's just it. They're just, like, thrown onto the street.
You hear that, Alex? You'll be able to lure them in off the street next.
I didn't shag a player.
You didn't shag a first-team player. No.
Woody.
I don't get thrown out onto the street.
Well, what happens then?
Christ, I don't know. We give them a call, wish them all the best, and let them go. What is this? Children in need?
Yes, that is exactly what this is. They don't have anything else, Patrick.
Yeah, well, I know how they fucking feel, because I have negative 8 million.
Cracking save money to clear it out of you, or I'll fucking stab you. Oh, good lad.
The fans are going to fucking kill you if you sell that place. Press are going to kill you too.
Sorry, what kind of relationship did you assume I had with the fans and press currently?
Yeah, but they're going to double kill you. Like, really, really kill you.
Well, I could do with the insurance payout, to be honest. Time?
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Christ.
Fucking hell, look at us. I've never seen us sat so deep.
Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
We're gonna fucking win this.
Oh,
Woody! What? God, fucking jinx it, why don't you?
Fucking jinx.
Ah, come on, you don't believe in that shite, do you? Oh, fuck.
Ah, has that gone in?
What's on the line?
Oh. Christ, I thought the fucking baby was gonna fall out of me then.
Imagine that. Baby born at Villa Park.
1 minute left, 1 minute left.
You'd have to call it Aston, wouldn't you?
Or Doug.
Doug?
Yeah, Doug Ellis.
Oh, aye, yeah, Doug. Or Ellis. Or Holt. Here is my child, Holt.
Quite good, that.
Holt, do your homework. Holt, go to your room. Holt, sit. Good boy.
I'm not calling my kid Doug, or Holt, or Aston, or fucking A34 roundabout, or anything like that to do with Villa Park, right?
It's the A38, and if you mean Junction 6, that's not actually a roundabout.
Oh, shut up.
This is my son, Junction 6.
Full time.
Thank you. Get him. Yes.
Fucking come
on. Come on. Well done, man. Yes. Well done, man. Oh. Well done. Never in time. Never in time.
Some resistance on the waist here, all right? Struggling to breathe a wee bit. Hey, what are you doing?
Just giving you a little shove out.
Shove out of what? Consciousness?
Sorry, that's very funny.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, good.
Okay. I'll go from right, some resistance on the waist.
Great.
All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit down one-on-one in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
We're Big Oven Chilling On,
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
so you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search Second Tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Are you struggling to find something to watch during lockdown? You've drained Netflix, rewatched all your old favorites, and now you need something new? Well, we're here to help. Join us for Clash of the Titles, the podcast where two movies with something in common go head-to-head in a fight to the death.
Release the Kraken.
Well, not death. We just decide which one is better.
When they do a long shot of the crowd in the Ivory Tower, it's different to the close-up. And if you look closely, you can see E.T., Mickey Mouse, Chewbacca, Ewoks, and C-3PO.
So when Wolfgang Petersen went to Spielberg and went, yeah, could you maybe re-edit my movie? Steven Spielberg went, yeah. Do you know what I'm probably going to cut out? E-T, mate.
I made that.
Find your new favourite movie or revisit an old classic with me, Alex Zane, Vicky Crompton and Chris Tilley. New episodes out every Monday and Thursday.
Clash of the Titles is a Stakhanov production.
And in sport, there's nowhere else to start. Ashwood City have stunned the bookmakers, the experts, the pundits, and even their own fans, as this weekend we'll see them face Manchester United at Dartley Park. And Premier League survival is still, somehow, on the cards.
I saw a miracle once when I was a kid, right? I saw this bloke get hit by a bus, and he walked away from it. In fact, he got on the bus. Amazing. But Magic Matt Jansen at Ashwood City is another level, mate. Another level.
I think they can do it.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I believe in these lot. Call me crazy, but...
We're taking your calls on who you think should be knighted following the coronavirus pandemic. Colin in Dartford is first on the line. What do you think?
Matt Jansen.
Not really in the spirit of the phone-in, Colin. What about the countless NHS workers, the key workers, the people that kept this country on its feet?
Sir, Matt Jansen.
For goodness sake. I say give him the job. Honestly, I mean that. Offer him the job now. Because if he's this good in the Prem, imagine how good he is in the Championship, OK? But the club are stripping these parts off. Admitting defeat with those kind of ballroom decisions could cost them.
Amongst the hysteria of the approaching final game of the season, Ashwood City chief executive Patrick Nolan is still making arrangements with the club to remove some of his funds that are tied up in club assets.
Once again, Patrick, let me spell this out for you. ASG are not going to buy the youth development facility off you.
Why not? Right, they own the club. Why do I have to run the youth team?
You don't run the youth team! According to this, from 2007, the club gave a multi-million pound construction contract to, wait for it, Patrick Nolan Limited.
Yeah, but that's different.
How?
Because that was making me money then.
Okay, and what's changed?
I need the money.
Patrick, this club isn't your fucking ATM. You can't just make a withdrawal as and when you please.
Okay. Item 47 in the relegation contingency pack.
God damn it.
Hey, don't disrespect the contingency pack.
It's 1,200 pages long, Patrick.
Yeah, well, it's 1,200 pages of how to save money written by a guy who knows how to save money.
Are you kidding me? You wrote this?
Yeah.
I thought this was a directive from ASG.
Wrong, my friend. Item 47, the canteen. Do players in the Championship require eating facilities? Discuss.
Yes. End of discussion.
All right, fine. But currently we have a menu that serves 4 optional courses per meal. Right, think about that. 4 optional courses. 2 meat, 1 vegetarian, 1 vegan. There's only 1 vegan at the club in Van Ginkel, and he's shit. Probably because he's vegan. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. 4 options. That's 12 meals being made per day, and all these millionaire brats do is chuck it away and fuck off to Nobu.
Patrick, listen.
All right, fine. Item 61. Do we need a gym? Right, how about this? The players register at Broadley Country Club and get 10% off gym membership.
Patrick!
All right, 12.5%, but that is my final offer.
ASG are going to be at this game on Sunday. If the result goes in our favour, it could save my job. And yours.
I don't want my job.
Yeah, well, I want mine. Have you spoken to Matt?
Woody has.
Is he confident?
To get a point against an informed Man United?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Fuck.
There's a bit of a rift in the camp right now. Ooh, do you like the front cover of the pack, by the way? I designed
what?
That.
How?
Well, the branding team did it, actually. I just came up with the idea.
Now, why is there a rift?
KFC's contract is causing some problems.
Why? What kind of problems?
Because he's trying to get a new one and Matt accused him of getting distracted, then dropped him. It's very awkward stuff. Anyway, better shoot off.
Accused him? What, like shouted at him in training?
Maybe, maybe not. Either way, it's uncomfortable right now.
Why are you so fucking relaxed about this?
I don't know. It's only just dawned on me that us going down might mean I get full control back. Who knows?
Patrick, come on.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Dwight. ASG had their chance.
Yeah, it's a dog-eat-dog world until a guy ate a fucking bat, Patrick! The deal collapsed because the world collapsed. Not everything is about you.
Yeah, you're right. It's about KFC and his contract.
Offer him one.
I can't offer him anything until I know what league we're going to be in, Soz.
Then I'll offer him one.
He's not on your books, mate.
What?
Well, Ashwood City will have to pay me if they want to approach Kyle. Anyway, all the best, mate. See you Sunday.
God damn it.
We've got Michael Danson on the line. What have you got to say, Michael?
I just want to say, whatever happens this weekend, yeah, we should give Matt the job.
Why is that?
Because he's working wonders, ain't he? You know, he's clearly got something that we need. And quite frankly, the man is the best coach in English football.
The best coach in English football? Crikey, big words from you, Michael.
Yeah, well, I'm a man of my word, Pete, right? I mean what I say. We had a daughter last week.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much. And we've named her Janssen.
You've named her Janssen?
Yep.
As in her first name, her Christian name, is Janssen.
Yep, that's right. I'm a proud fan of this club, mate, all right? And I'm a really big fan of what Matt is doing in the dugout.
Hold on. Your name is Michael Danson. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So your daughter's name is Janssen Danson?
Yep.
Forgive me, Michael, but is that child abuse? It feels very similar to child abuse.
Of course not. Would you say the same about Zoe Bowie? Or Jemba Jemba?
No. Jemba Jemba is his surname.
It's the final transition here for Ashwood City before quite possibly the biggest game in the club's history. The players look good.
You know, the lads are focused. We know what we've got to do. It's all about getting our heads down, just making sure that we get the job done.
Look, this is our moment, alright? This is what it's all about. Yeah, sure, it's going to be a cup final. It ain't no walk in the park, yeah? But the atmosphere in there is going to be like nothing else. It's going to be like nothing else.
Ashwood City interim coach Matt Janssen has won the Manager of the Month award for May. With 3 wins from 3, the caretaker boss brings his team within a point of survival this weekend against Manchester United.
Ah, here he is.
Oh, about fucking time.
Morning, campers.
Where have you been?
Just arranging a few things.
You do realise that kick-off's in like 20 minutes and you've got our tickets?
Yes.
And our security passes.
Yep, I know that.
Well, fucking come on then, Christ. I've told Adeyemi to break Bruno Fernandes's leg. I'm not going to miss that.
What are you doing?
What?
Oh, God, Alex.
What?
You're fucking pissing.
Come on, Alex. It's not that big of a game, is it?
Oh, my fucking shit!
Oh no, is this the water's breaking? Is that what this is? Oh god, it looks
fuck,
like pee.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Oh,
fuck!
Fucking hell. Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm getting an Uber.
You know, you should really go down by the traffic lights.
Fuck off!
At sight.
He's right, you know, they'll give you a surcharge here. Plus, they shouldn't really be allowed through the security barriers, actually.
Why don't you take Patrick's car? Hey, Patrick, give me your fucking keys.
Hey, go on, pal.
In fact, do the right thing and drive her.
Hey.
Sorry, no, she is weeing. The last place she's going is in my car.
Get one of the drivers. What?
They might have been part of the relegation contingency pack.
Oh, for fuck's sake, the Holy Bible.
Yeah, it's more like his Mein Kampf.
It's a good read, you know. I'm actually really proud of it. Gave it another once-over last night. Might do some signed copies.
Christ, well, no wonder you look well-rested.
You all right, Alex? Just keep breathing, all right? Deep breaths. You okay?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to take my seat now, all right?
Oh, here's my car.
You got anybody to go with you, or you just going to meet somebody there?
I don't know. My partner isn't replying.
Alex, wait. Listen, guys, obviously what's happening in that stadium is pretty important, but what's happening here is, like, well, you know, I mean, it's just, I feel that we're not just colleagues, right? We're friends, and... And we should probably do the right thing.
Patrick, are you saying what I think you're saying?
Yeah, let's do it.
Really?
Yeah. If you hit the split fare button, choose me and your contacts, but make sure you choose Jess and Woody as well. 50% of this journey is on us, all right? Best of luck.
See you, Alex.
Oh, and don't, please don't pee on his seat, because otherwise we're going to be liable for the fine as well. Right.
Judgment Day.
The last dance.
Oh, I was going to say the last dance.
Right, are we going in or what?
Yeah. Let's do this.
Well, here it is then. Everything at stake for Ashwood City Football Club. Steeped in history, a giant of the English game, and let us not forget... a member of a very, very exclusive club. A team never to have been relegated from the Premier League. The history books won't help them today as they stare down their fate on the final day of the season. It is do or die, sink or swim. The good ship Ashwood steered so nobly through these choppy waters by interim head coach Matt Janssen. The promised land lies on the horizon. Just the dreadnought of Manchester United Football Club stands in their way. Batten down the hatches, all hands on deck. This is it, Ashwood City, between the Red Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. The game of all games is underway with a defiant roar from the gut of Dartley Park.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real Championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app.
And hit subscribe.